cover. Well, you know, on December 8th, that's really the, as I understand it, the date that the Japanese have chosen to celebrate Siddhartha Gautama's great awakening. And so that's coming up and it's on my mind. We'll have a retreat day. But I was looking, I've been really enjoying reading in the record of Joshu, the record of Jojo. There probably are other translations. This is the one that I have, James Green. I don't really know that translator, but I've just been sort of falling into them. And there's a whole series about what is Buddha. And every time we approach the day when we commemorate that really wonderful story, which is a universal story and his story and our root story, there's that comes up in me about what is Buddha. And so I want to walk us through, and you can just relax and you know, just sort of let them come through you. Some of Jojo's interactions around this question of what is Buddha. And I think as I do that, you may feel, or you may not, but I do feel a connection to his everything is right here. You know, that question, what about when the true realm of reality has no dust upon it? You know, which calls up some image of perfection. And his answer, everything is right here, feels so much like really what Siddhartha said when he saw the star. It feels like, in a way, his now I see that all of us are already, that everything is already enlightened just as it is. That feels to me like also a way of saying, everything is right here. Holy moly, here it is. You know, that moment. So now what? So then what is that Buddha-ness? What is it to be a Buddha? So here are some of the exchanges. Someone asked, what is Buddha? Jojo said, aren't you Buddha? Someone asked, what is Buddha? Jojo asked, who are you? Someone asked, what about when I seek to be a Buddha? Jojo said, what a tremendous waste of energy. The person asked, what about when I'm not wasting any energy? Jojo said, in that case, you are a Buddha. In a way, I think the things that you said about how it felt in the meditation reminded me of that. You know, not wasting any energy. It felt like you were talking about what it's like when you're not wasting any energy. And then someone asked, what is a person of the way? Jojo said, I always say a person of Buddha. And I love that because it feels like he's taking us on a ride, right? And it's a good ride to go on, so we can take it. And so, in a way, related to that, maybe someone asked how that which is continuous between Buddhas and ancestors. What is continuous? What's sort of the through line from Buddha? And we talk a lot about the intimate, face-to-face transmission. What's transmitted? What is continuous between Buddhas and ancestors? Jiaozhou said, no one can tell you about it. Which sounds a little bit to me like, what dust? So then someone asked, what is Buddha? And what is all living things? Jiaozhou said, all living things are Buddha. Buddha is all living things. Which is kind of like what the man said after he looked up from that star, right? Now I see that all of us are it and it is us. Awakening is us. So someone asked, what sort of person is it that goes beyond Buddha? Jiaozhou said, anyone who's leading an ox and plowing the fields. What sort of person is it that goes beyond Buddha? Anyone who is leading an ox and plowing the fields. And when someone asked, where can a Sangha member be of service? Jiaozhou replied, where can you not be of service? Which actually reminded me of something that someone brought in to work in the room this morning, that beginning part of the Diamond Sutra, which is just a description of the Buddha getting up, taking his begging bowl, going out with the community through the town, holding out the begging bowl and receiving what's offered, going back, putting on his robes, sitting on his seat, and preparing to teach. And Red Pine's comment that that's the sutra. The whole rest of it is just commentary. That's the sutra he shows us. And there is some discussion that felt really important to me about the way that in going out to receive food, he is both offering and receiving, right? He's offering the opportunity to fill his bowl and he's receiving nourishment, and that is an intimate connection. Just as leading an ox and plowing the fields is an intimate connection. Being of service right where you are is an intimate connection. And so here's another way of saying it. Someone asked, what is that which is spiritual? Zhaozhou said, a puddle of piss in the pure land. The person said, I ask you to reveal it to me. And Zhaozhou said, don't tempt me. And finally, I think this is the last one. He entered the hall one day and said, friends, simply remake what has gone by and work with what comes. If you do not remake, you are stuck deeply somewhere. This one really struck me because in our popular culture, there's just so much emphasis on don't dwell on the past, you know, and a lot of the koans, you know, some of the Kamakura Buddha's birthday koans, throw the past out into the street. But here is Zhaozhou saying, simply remake what has gone by. And to me, that feels like a beautiful challenge of not fixing, but of metamorphosis, of transformation, that is something in our lives time and time and time again, that we, how many of us speak of not wanting to repeat the errors of our parents? And really wanting to reform ourselves. And so it's easy to think of this as there's something wrong with me, I need to fix it, a fix-it project. I don't think he's saying this is a fix-it project at all. But I think he is saying include your own intimate knowledge of what might need to be remade. It's sort of like, you know, if you're making a pot out of clay and it sort of gets all wobbly, you just, you know, go back to the ball of clay and go again. And so it's that sense of this life is workable, that this moment is workable, your own history is workable. You're not going to change your history, but there is a way in which you can remake. It also reminds me of that saying that comes across on the internet every so often. If your life is shattered, use the pieces to make art. And so there's a sense of that thing that Trungpa Rinpoche talks about it's workable, a sense of this is workable. Your life is workable. And so he says, friends, simply remake what has gone by and work with what comes. So this is kind of, here I am in the middle of my life. And even what has happened is in some way workable. What comes will be in some way workable. If you do not remake, you are stuck deeply somewhere. And that really stands out as different from the other exchanges that I brought in this evening, and a really interesting one from Jiajiao. So I think I'd like to stop there, and and maybe just to say, this is a time for me personally when it feels like a lot has sort of undone itself. And I look around, like in my house and in my work, and I wonder, what wants to be made of this? And that is not in contradiction to me with, look, how can, it's so amazing that any of this can be, that a life could be like this, that this could be my life, that all of this has come to be and is, and so miraculously. And so when I feel despairing about the boxes and the piles, you know, literally and figuratively, then if I look at them with some tenderness and go, yes, this is here, what wants to be made of it? Then it feels different. Feels like not excluding some chunk of myself and of my life, but radically including it. And my world, you know, my world that is as full of sorrow as it is of joy, and as full of joy as it is of sorrow for the world and for the ones I love. There's a sense of openness. So, sorry, I said I was going to stop talking, and then I didn't. Surprise, no surprise to any of you. But I am going to do that now, and would love to hear what you're thinking. Would love for you to let each other hear what you're thinking or feeling and what's arising.
Really interesting.